This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Some news with Steve N. Allen and Eric McIlroy. News the way it shouldn't be done.
Hello, good morning. What a splendid and happy morning it is. It's some news on FUBAR Radio. I'm in a darn good mood. My career is on fire. Because I paid more tax than Facebook last year. Boom! I must be good at this. Because, you know, we're good at knocking together a radio show all about the news. Sadly, there are some stories that we just can't get around to doing news stories about. Like these ones, for example.
There have been a number of tragic shootings in the United States over the last few weeks, including at a college in the state of Oregon, leading the rest of the world to ask why and how. How do you say Oregon?
Burger King's Halloween Whopper contains so many colourings that it apparently is turning people's poo bright green if they eat it. On the plus side, though, as it comes out, you can make the sound of a lightsaber turning on.
In response to numerous scandals, Hillary Clinton claims to be the most transparent person in American history, which could explain why there were times her husband forgot she was there.
Jeremy Corbyn was apparently up in Scotland when he should have been meeting the Queen to join the Privy Council. Some people think that it's wrong that he didn't go there and bend down and kiss the hand of the Queen. Some people think he should have done it. Some people think it's right. I think we can all agree it would have been far worse if he wanted to do it a little bit too much.
Or get kiss an octogenarian's hand. Somehow.
I think she's hot. Chernobyl has become a wildlife haven on par with many nature reserves. It's even better since the animals can be tracked in the dark.
The Walthamstow riot / fracas. I don't know whether it was a riot or a fracas. It's lower than a riot, higher than a fracas, because definitely a riot seems bigger. A fracas involves Jeremy Clarkson. But watching the footage of that was saddening. When will people realise, hold your phone sideways to film? It looks better on TV, you idiots.
It is difficult. And Google have announced plans to make its Google cars drive more like human drivers. The cars will now cut corners more tightly, edge out at stops, and ignore zebra crossings in rougher neighbourhoods.
Good news. I love the fact that Google no longer have the motto, don't be evil, by the way.
Yep.
That was brilliant. What a meeting that must have been. Yeah, should we say not be evil anymore? Yeah, let's do some evil. Just to wrap it up as well, the odds of winning the lottery have now gone from 1 to 14 million to 1 to 50 million, which is, I think we can all agree, is good, because I think we're all sick of just how easy it was to win the lottery.
Yeah.
Gee, lottery winners everywhere. You can't move for flipping lottery winners. So thankfully they've corrected that, and now no one stands a chance of the National Lottery. It could be you. Probably won't be. Good morning, I'm Steve, so we're not going to get sponsored by them, but screw them. I've never won the lottery.
The chances of that were low anyway.
They were very low. It's a load of balls. Well, that's the difference. If you like the lottery, you enjoy playing with the balls. Me, I just have a little scratch. So, hello and welcome. Now, we've no idea what lies ahead of us in this show, but there's one person who does. We bring to the fore producer Amanda. Hello.
Hi, morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to see you both. You've made up, buried the hatchet, whatever.
There's been, like, lawyers involved.
And whatever it was that, you know, that happened.
To discuss it until custody sorted out, Amanda. Yeah. And
who gets custody of me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Will's on his own. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, he looks his little face. We can't leave him on his own.
Like a little prairie dog popping his head up.
Well, we have got a packed show today. There's so
packed.
Much packed.
Like tuna packed.
Yeah.
But with the
plastic balls and
but with
the
pre-pressed tuna, because they've got that now. Pre-pressed tuna, so that you don't have to press the oil out yourself, which was the problem with tuna.
That's why I was biting brine.
I was very brine.
Because I'd rather tip out a load of salty water.
Hello.
Than a bit of oil. Yeah.
Okay. You can get it in something else as well, can't you? You get it in your oil and get it. There's another one. Oh, they do it like a nice tomato sauce one.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
You're the one who said, what was the plastic balls mentioned? I just scanning back in my head, you
said
without the plastic balls.
Because of the plastic microbeads that are now in the food chain, guys.
I was thinking, like, what tuna have little plastic balls? Like,
all
little prosthetic,
tuna. All
little
tuna
prosthetic
have little
balls,
plastic
they've got
balls
down there.
Hey.
It's a lifestyle choice.
Yeah, exactly.
2015.
They can do what they want with their
I'd love to
bodies.
Have plastic balls.
# Caitlin. What?
What?
No,
it's
a break.
It does seem unfair that animals can't change their sex.
I was thinking about this the other
doesn't
day.
Doesn't it? I mean,
yeah.
For all I know, my cat, who, God knows what happened to her, she ran away, but maybe she...
I think she just came out.
Maybe she needed to...
She just needed to be,
reassess some things. She had very big feet for a female cat. Everybody used to say so. So,
when did she left?
But,
she was like,
I mean,
"Gee, why the big paws?"
Did you have her? What you know?
I didn't. The people that had me had her before me.
Pedicure.
Had her.
So
had
she
her
did
done.
Change her sex to neutral.
To not, yeah.
So they did get that opportunity.
Yeah. Maybe that's when her feet got big.
And just swelled up from the
lack of estrogen. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll get an expert on that one week.
Yeah,
to tell us
fantastic.
To tell us if the if
cat's feet.
So why did my cat have such big feet for a girl?
But sexting animals, and that's technically a phrase. Don't look at me like that.
Sex, this I'm not getting an expert on that.
It's Justin right. Timberlake. That's what it is. Sexting animals is a difficult skill, isn't it? If you're a good, is it a chicken sexer? If you're good at the chickling sexer, then you get a really good job in whichever country they're.
My friend was a frog sexer.
I don't. You've lost me.
Isn't
now.
That easier though? Because
probably
on the males and the females, him. Massively different sizes.
What for frogs?
Yeah,
I didn't ask him how he sexed a frog. I might find out.
0330 210.
Yeah, Andy, if you're listening, how the hell did you go out sexing those frogs?
Have you ever sexed an animal? 0330 223 0200 or tweet at FUBAR Radio. And what is your favourite sex of an animal?
Human. Animal.
I'm gonna say humans, not sex.
But no, you said, what's my favourite animal?
Oh, well, you've not seen them all yet, have you, hey? What about the seahorse there? That's an interesting sex, isn't it? The male seahorse with the carrying of the babies.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah. I think you'd like that kind of thing, Eric, because you're kind of
quite broody.
Maternal.
You're quite make your own yogurt Hessen-y kind of person.
It would be interesting to do, you know, at least for a little while, like try.
I found it at one of those baby on board badges. I'm keeping that little thing because you put it on, you get a seat. Because these days, hashtag Caitlin, no one can judge. They're just like, well, it doesn't look right, but I'm going to be the one. Because, you know, if you're proud of your liberal credentials, you can never ask anyone their gender. I'm sitting down reading a newspaper. It's kicking.
I don't think you would get away with that.
And that is the kind of body shaming that we do not allow on this radio show.
Stop putting limits on Steve, Eric.
Yeah.
That's just face shaming.
Oh, God, you're going to fall out again, aren't you? I'm going to quickly tell you what's going on, because otherwise I won't see you guys in the same room again for another 6 weeks. So we've got... we spoke to a lovely lexicographer a few weeks ago called Jonathan Green. I don't even remember. He was on his holidays.
Yep.
And he was having a lovely time on his holidays.
He was hammered.
He was a little bit squiffy, and he freely admitted that. So we're not saying anything that he would disagree with then. And he was in Italy. This time he's given me his Paris phone number. So...
How is he making this much money out of being a lexicographer? He's not even the one on Countdown, is he?
He's not even that's the one. He's never in the country to be on Countdown.
That's the only one that makes any money.
Maybe he's doing the French Countdown.
It did start in France, didn't it? It was it did. We got it from France. It was called Letters and Numbers.
The Countdown.
I didn't know it was foreign. I don't like it now.
Then why can't people keep saying English words on it?
Well, let's ask Jonathan whether he's ever been on Countdown. He's going to talk about, I thought, because it was National Poetry Day. I mean, I know it was last week, but we weren't here last week. So I thought we'd talk about English language with him and poetry and how you construct a poem. He's actually sent through an example, because he's also a slang expert as well. I don't know if you guys remember.
After three gins he was. Yeah.
He certainly was, wasn't he? Well, he's also... I think it'd be quite fun to explore the English language and the differences between Anglo and American-isms.
That's true.
Yeah.
We have... And the evolution of the American English beyond the British English, which is kind of like dinosaur.
Well, no, I mean, I think... Out. I think he would disagree. I think he would disagree with that. It's just an ever-evolving, you see. So anyway.
You say the English, as I like to call it, to upset people, that the British English is not evolving. Have you been on the tube?
Yeah.
You say in it and like a lot. That wasn't in the old school.
Yeah, it's called devolving.
That's how they speak up in Scotland. Evolution. It's a natural. No, that's a thing. That's a plan. That worked.
Crashing on. So it's. Is it this weekend that the clocks change? I like this one because it's an extra hour in bed, isn't it?
I think it's the 25th, but it's coming up soon.
It's coming up soon.
Yep.
But it's an extra hour in bed, but on a Sunday. Do you work Sundays?
I will be working Sunday this year.
So I suppose it does help you.
But well, actually, it doesn't, because I work in another place where because
there
the clocks
is no
shift.
Time.
Well, actually, we work on a different time frame.
Do you work at Men in Black on a 36-hour week? A 36-hour day?
I can't talk about that. You know,
what's in a K?
Well, Jay.
I've not seen the Men in Black, but.
36 hour week.
You haven't seen the Men in Black?
I've not seen the Men in Black.
You'll get used to it or you have a schizoid embolism.
Is that a good impression of the Men in Black?